Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you care about us so much, that you want us to know about you and your ways. You want us to know about your Son, Jesus, and his sacrifice by dying on the cross for our sins, so that we might have a loving relationship with you. I pray that you will teach us by your word today those things that you want us to know, the way that you want us to be. And we'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Ahasuerus and the Wise Men. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 1, and verse 13. We left our story with Vashti, the queen, refusing King Ahasuerus's request through his chamberlains that she make an appearance at his party with the royal crown upon her head. Her rejection infuriated King Ahasuerus as she embarrassed him before his feast attendees. He must take action, for this is not just a violation of a drunken request. This is a rejection of the authority of the king. In chapter 1 and verse 13 of the book of Esther, we see the beginnings of Ahasuerus' response. It reads, "Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew law and judgment." This verse begins, "Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the times." After Ahasuerus was filled with wrath and his anger burned within him, he called together those who were wise among his advisors. These were perhaps magi or counselors who were available to be sure that Ahasuerus did nothing outside of the Persian law. These men knew the current day and the events and guidelines that governed them. To understand Ahasuerus's action, we might employ a verse in the book of Proverbs, chapter 11 and verse 14. "Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety." The verse goes on to say parenthetically, "For so was the king's manner toward all that knew law and judgment." Ahasuerus, unlike the dictatorship of the Babylonian kings before him, was not the absolute authority of the day. Babylonian kings such as Nebuchadnezzar were the law, and whatever they said was enforced, even if it changed from time to time. Persian kings such as Ahasuerus were to abide by the law itself. They could make a law, but then they could not change that law. So Ahasuerus, in order to assure himself that he was in line with the law, had these wise men around him who knew the law and judgment and the punishment for violation of it. We may gather from this part of the story that although Ahasuerus was angry, he also was limited in his response. Whether it was voluntary or not, Ahasuerus called his wise men to him to ensure that his actions would coincide with the law. We should remember that this again reveals a trait in the man who will eventually be rather involved in Esther's life. Although we have not reached a place in our story where Esther arrives on the scene, let us keep in mind this is the man whom God is governing over, that will become a central part of the whole providence of God. Even this public outrage is weaved into God Almighty's master plan. Next time, we discover seven of the princes that were present with Ahasuerus, so read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.